Time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison. Maurice, how you doing, mate?
Well, you are, Andrew.
That's the way. Looking forward to Easter, I'm sure.
I am, Andrew. I'm going to cheat and take a couple extra days and head out to my little secret camping area and have a very good break out there.
Don't suppose you want to tell us where that camping area is, do you?
All I can tell you, it runs into the Glenbourne Dam.
All right, that'll do us. Now let's get into having a chat about what's happened or happening around the Upper Hunter. MR358, you must be disappointed again.
No, very, very disappointed. I mean, we've tried our best. We've put video cameras up, and the sad part, we're getting close now to start moving forward with this, and it's just going to be an inconvenience once we get machinery there and personal stuff there. People are going to keep breaking in and damaging. It's just going to delay the whole thing, and, you know, do we have to get 24-hour surveillance? I don't know.
Well, it's just going to end up costing more, isn't it? Because the way it's going, I can only see a security officer having to be stationed out there as a serious deterrent to these Muppets.
Definitely, Andrew. Definitely, Andrew. I mean, you might be able to give us a helping hand out on your days off.
I'll do the early shift. All right. Now, let's have a chat about everything else. The advisory committee. You'd like residents of the Upper Hunter to put their hand up to do their bit.
Yeah, it closes very shortly this Thursday at 4:30. So, again, you know, the community advisory committee, they're open there for the people to put their hands up and sit with councillors and work through which way we're going. And, of course, it's important to know that those decisions then come back to the whole of council. But, I mean, there's airport committees, floodplain committees, White Park committees, Sale Yards committees. There's committees there. So we're asking people that have got the interest to head us in the right direction to come and help make those decisions.
I'm sure you would agree that there are plenty of people around the Upper Hunter who have got some great ideas. They shouldn't keep them to themselves. They should be a part of it.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, if you've got an idea, at least tell the councillor, tell someone on the committee, and we're here to make the place better.
Easter long weekend coming up. There's still concerns regarding the roads up the Barringtons.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been very wet up there. I've had two trips up there in the last week, and as far as I understand, the Barrington Tops Road is supposed to be worked on as we speak, and we're hoping that will be opened. But again, jump onto the National Parks webpage or the Shire webpage and have a look. And same with the Tumulla Road to Gloucester. There was issues there, but I think we're on the track of getting them opened and ready for Easter.
Please take a great deal of care heading up to the Barringtons this Easter. And finally, what is happening around the Upper Hunter Easter-wise?
Well, I just said a while ago, I'm not just sure on the council thing, but, I mean, there's going to be a lot of activity around the whole Shire, around the Upper Hunter. So, I mean, there's going to be people going out to camp and enjoy themselves and caravans and... Just please enjoy your weekend, celebrate the Easter long weekend with the kids and the family, and make sure the Easter Bunny finds you. But the main thing is take care and stay safe on the roads. And I said, if you don't speed and don't do the wrong thing, you won't get booked.
Yeah, absolutely. Double demerit points will be in place across the long weekend. So, you know, don't lose points, don't lose dollars, but more importantly than anything else, don't lose your life. Just take care on the roads.
That's it. I mean, it's not that hard to leave a little bit early and... You know, just got to be careful because there are people out there and you've got to think about yourself and everyone else, of course.
Maurice, I hope you get the opportunity to rest and relax at your hidden camping spot, and we will catch up again on the other side of Easter. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, and good Easter to you too. Thank you.